Since this whole theme this week for Organic Matters seems to be more the climate change and natural history, I did talk a little bit about food, and of course it's for everybody's getting their fall garden, and it's an ideal and perfect time for a number of plantings. But let me at least begin this part, this last part of the show, with some ways that you can start reducing your carbon footprint, and while I call it still enjoying your life. Because as right now, with ever, I call it dormier forecast, unprecedented extreme weather events this year, and it looks forecast for more, and a growing list of extinct species. I did a show last week on 22 species that aren't coming back, folks. You'd be hard-pressed to find very many people who are still willing to argue that we as a species are having a seriously damaged effect on our environment. Most of us want to be doing our bit to protect the planet, but knowing where to start can be daunting and really discouraging. Where do you begin? There seems to be a lot of products claiming to be quote-unquote eco-friendly, from your toilet paper delivery services to your hybrid, soon-to-be electric cars. But just how is one better than another? Virtually everything we do has some effect on the environment, whether it's buying cheap, disposable clothing that was made in a factory using totally unsustainable methods of production, or deciding to turn on the air conditioning. We need it. It all contributes, unfortunately. It's not realistic to expect people to conduct the research necessary to gauge the environment impact of their everyday, every movement, everything they think about. It's just not going to happen. But being the perpetual optimist I seem to be, not all is futile, because it sometimes might feel it is. But we still have a shot here, folks. As one person, you're not going to be single-handedly saving the planet, unless you know something I don't know, from self-destruction. But there are a number of simple steps you can take, and I'm going to guide this, to ensure you're leaving at least the smallest possible mark on our planet as you can. None of them are difficult, but they all do take some effort on your part. Let's begin with one of my pet peeves. Of course, that's plastic. Just refuse using single-use plastics, folks. It's just not a win. I just noticed in this week's news that the state of Washington has tightened up and practically eliminated the use of plastic bags. And ironically, right here, I am in a place called Fairfax, Virginia, at least for a few months, and they have just enacted a new law. I haven't read it yet. I'll try to put it on the air next week. But they're severely limiting the use of single-use plastics. And this is a big one to me, folks. I know I said that I was going to give you some simple steps for you to follow. I meant simple in theory, not necessarily right now in application. Try to go an entire day and think about it as you do it without any single-use plastic. That, of course, includes plastic shopping bags. Wow. Food packets, stationery packaging, lids, straws, takeaway containers, coffee cups. The list, when you think about it on a daily basis, is practically endless. However, with a little bit of, for lack of a better word, perseverance, it can be done. Pick up some reusable jars, containers, some bags. I carry mine everywhere. After all, be ruthless with yourself. No one else will know. If your favorite snack only comes in plastic wrappers, it's time to find a new favorite snack. That'll solve that problem. If you get to the cafe and only to realize you've left your whatever cup you're using behind, then either go back for it or go without for a day. You'll learn. It will happen a lot to start with, but that negative reinforcement will work wonders. Pretty soon you'll be grabbing those bags and cups on your way out the door without even realizing you're doing it. One of the things I taught myself a very hard lesson I would go into the store, buy my groceries, get to the line to realize I'd forgotten my cloth. I use cotton, but my bags. I made myself go get them. I want to use the word, a slightly tortured myself. So I went out to the car, brought the bags back rather than get plastic from them. The other few times, and I made them do it, I forced them to load, if I hadn't bought too much, into the cart with no bags. And then I put it in the bags when I got to my car. But either way, now, I don't think you'll see me going into a, unless there's, I happen to have to go and find out on the trip that somebody called and needed something. I don't go into a store without whatever it takes to carry what I'm buying out. And my next thought and idea, if the people know me, and there's a fair number of people that know me, I know I really live this one. Now, folks, I'm in my almost mid-70s, but one of the biggest barriers preventing people from making really positive behavior changes is just convenience, the convenience factor. And that's certainly a major factor when it comes to choosing eco-friendly transportation. As we all know, on a life in America, for goodness gracious, cars are the ultimate convenience. Driving a car to work means you might get to sleep an hour longer than you would if you were riding a bike or taking public transportation. It means you can make last-minute, late-night runs to the convenience store for the muffins you forgot for your wife or a bar of chocolate. But convenience has a cost, and if you're committed to having a more positive impact on our environment, you'll undoubtedly have to relinquish some of those easy options. But not driving a car actually has a lot of benefits for you as well as the people around you. For one thing, you'll be spending less money on gas, no doubt about that. Not to mention auto maintenance and repair. You're certainly less likely to get a speeding ticket, or as I often have, circling and circling city blocks just looking for a place to park the car. If you do choose to walk or ride, you'll get plenty of incidental exercise. And as long as you can adjust to waking up a little earlier or whatever your schedule is, you might find that that half-hour stroll to work or ride on a bike gives you a much-needed respite from the kind of hustle and bustle so many of us go through in traffic and, worst of all, traffic jams. Now, I'm going to add here, for those of you who do know me, I am on a bicycle. Right now, I don't even have a car where I am. No, I'm not destitute. I could get an automobile, but I'm learning to live with it. In my first 12 or 14 days to my new move, I put 180 miles on a bicycle. And I'm not that fit, folks. I've only got one good knee and one eye. And you just have to learn traffic. Took me a while, but I'm getting used to it. And now I actually look forward, and I even ride my bikes on days I'm going nowhere. I just ride in the neighborhood. That's my exercise, my time to breathe. I get to look around with what's going on, maybe meet a neighbor. It's a whole different approach than what I've had for years in my life. You need to give it a try. And so I don't run out of time for this hour, but I'll get back to it sometime. Try to eat local and try to eat seasonal foods. And this mention to my friends, okay, I have some regular kind of foodies that I know, and this almost makes them wring their hands in anguish. I have a friend of mine tell me once, you know, I really do care about the environment. He knows me. But what if I just really feel I have to have a pomelo today? If this is you, let me start by saying I really appreciate that you've taken the time to even listen to me for this long. And clearly, you do want to do the right thing or you wouldn't have done it. Most people, not most, I'm hoping most now do care. But to be perfectly blunt, you're just going to have to get over your pomelo for that day, if you get the point. The sheer amount and variety of foods we have available us in the developed world today is absolutely staggering. But the fact is, it's not natural to have access to every single fruit on the planet 365 days a year. Folks, that wasn't happening just a decade or so ago. And compared with what many of my fellow human beings have to live on, it's actually kind of obscene. Besides, if you're buying high quality, locally grown food, it's going to be much fresher, much tastier, and have a lot more nutrients for the buck you spend. You'll also get to experience the excitement of waiting for your favorite foods to come into season. Seasonal eating was up until not too many, maybe 100, 150 years ago. Everybody lived that way. They didn't have a choice. So from me to you, that is just three of the simplest ways to start making our planet a little bit better place. But there are a lot, many, many more. Switch to renewable energy. Help us do that. I'm on the way. Reuse whatever you can reuse. And make it your personal mission to produce less waste today than you did yesterday, and less waste tomorrow than you did today. Now, that's not as hard as it sounds, folks. We have gotten so, at least my generation, I think some of the young folks are ahead of me in this situation. We made it so easy to just throw it away and get the next one. So easy to throw it in the back of the car and put the plastic bags in the trash. I mean, at least take them back where they recycle them, although I prefer you don't. I mean, use the plastic at all. Yes, I have probably a half dozen bags. Yes, you can wash them. Yes, they're reusable. You don't even have to run a washing machine. I put them in some soak. I let them stay there a day or so. Doesn't hurt anything. A little light. I use 7th Gen degradable detergent. Leave them in there. They do. Just it'll take them time. They will definitely get clean. When I need the next ones, I take those out, rinse them out, hang them on the line. I happen to, here I lay them on a table. And then I soak the next ones. I'm never out of bags. I'm never out of anything that I think is not clean and very low maintenance, and they last a long, long time. So think about that. Everybody needs to do their tiny little bit. It doesn't have to change your whole life. It just changes. I guess the easiest thing to tell you to change is not exactly thinking what you're doing, but a change in attitude. Think about it. It's good for you. It's good for your kids. It's going to be even better for your grandchildren if we all just pitch in and do our little share. Thanks again for tuning in each week to Organic Matters.